The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, this is Peter Onorati. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that we will replay our conversation with Star Trek actor Lawrence Montaigne from August 2012, beginning at the top of the hour. We hope you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we will close out this hour by welcoming back our friend Laura Nimi. Laura Nimi, the actress who plays Marilyn Pearson on NBC's This Is Us, the sixth and final season of This Is Us is scheduled to premiere on NBC either later today, later in 2021, or early in 2022. Well, earlier today, as we record this conversation with Laura, This Is Us received 6 Emmy nominations. In the meantime, with summer being upon us as we record this conversation with Laura, and more of us are looking for unique ways to spend our evenings as we venture out into the world again, Laura Nimi is starring in a unique live theater event called Pool Boy that will have a limited run on Saturday and Sunday evenings in Los Angeles between now and August 22nd. How unique, you ask? Well, Laura and her co-star, Pat Town, will present the play Poolside at a gorgeous home on famous Mulholland Drive with a spectacular view of Los Angeles from the Hollywood Hills. Pool Boy is the latest production of the Lost Angels Theater Company, the company that Laura Nimi founded back in 2002. We'll tell you more about Pool Boy in just a second. Laura Nimi, welcome back to our program.
Thanks for having me, Ed.
From what I understand about Pool Boy, it's a new play, and it is set in the 2020 pandemic, so it's real, it's relevant, and it's about the need to reconnect with people after months and the better part of a year in isolation, which is something all of us can identify with. How did you get involved with this production, and what attracted you to it?
Well, one thing we must note right now is it's a comedy. It's a comedy. Because I don't know about you, but I don't think I could handle sitting and watching a play about what I've just been through in a dramatic, dramatic tone. So it is a comedy.
Yes, yes.
And so how did this play get to me?
Yes, how did this play get to you, and what made you say, I got to do this?
Well, a friend of mine had said to the playwright, hey, I know a chick who would love to produce this. And she called me and sent me the play, and it's a one act, basically. It's, you know, 35 pages. So, you know, at that point, I had, like everybody else, I had about the bandwidth of a gnat. You know, it was just like, I could commit to 35 pages and that's about it.
Yeah.
Right. And so I read it, and it was everything I had been feeling over the course of this past year, and done such a funny way and so well written that it just absolutely delighted me. So I said, yes, I said, I want in. And the play and I really hit it off. Wendy Hopkins, who's just an extraordinary writer. This is, I think, her first endeavor into the theater world.
Uh-huh.
She comes from Second City, so she knows the world. But I think this might be her first full play that's being produced, so it's really exciting. And we were off to the races. I immediately brought on board a director who is kind of like my good luck charm. He worked on Killer Joe and Bug, which were both award-winning productions, and he loved the play as well. So he was in, and we got the old crew back. The sound designer that I've always worked with, he said yes. I mean, you know, a play is good when all these collaborators who are basically making a sandwich on this and who are Tony nominated artists say yes to a one act. So it was really exciting. And then, you know, was the challenge of a site-specific play, right? This all takes place in someone's backyard, a beautiful house up in Mulholland, overlooking all of L.A., poolside. And so now that's the new endeavor of how do you do this and bring everything there to this home and entertain 50 people in a home that's not yours, you know?
Laura Nimi stars in Pool Boy, a new play, a new comedy, a new unique site-specific theatrical production that will be performed outdoors and poolside from a private home on Mulholland Drive overlooking the Hollywood Hills on Saturday and Sunday evenings between now and August 22nd. If you are hearing us, listening to us in the Los Angeles area, or you plan on visiting Los Angeles between now and August 22nd and are looking for a unique theatrical experience, LostAngelsTheater.com, LostAngelsTheater.com is where you can find tickets and more information about Pool Boy, or facebook.com/Lost Angels Theater.
One of the reasons I wanted to do this is because it's COVID friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's outside. The anxiety of going back into a theater for some folk is real. And so this is kind of my love letter to LA and to the patrons of the arts, lovers like myself, who really want to experience theater and the arts in a safe way right now, as we're kind of with a whole bunch of question marks coming out of this quarantine and pandemic question mark, you know what I mean? So it's very exciting. You know, we have some seating that, you know, people can dangle their feet in the pool. It's an intimate setting so that people feel included, and it's like a voyeuristic experience of you're just watching this happen, obviously in real time, in such an intimate space.
So there are not only poolside seats, there are waiting seats, so to speak.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Our set designer knocked it out of the park. We did some really fun things because I really didn't want to make it where you felt like you were going to a wedding and all the chairs were the same color and whatnot. We really wanted to make sure that it was threaded into the location and the themes of the play. And I think people are really going to enjoy themselves. We're doing a cocktail party at 5:15 and then the play starts at 6. It's really an event. And then afterwards they can talk about the play and, you know, while the sun's setting, and then, you know, everybody goes home by 8 o'clock. I don't know about you, but, you know, right now my sleeping is like, I'm not a late nighter, so that's like a perfect situation for a date night.
I hear you. All of our biological clocks are still trying to get reconfigured as we're getting reconfigured.
A lot of people having insomnia, a lot of people, you know, just coming out of this pandemic in their own unique way. And also, a lot of single people that, you know, this is really one of the reasons it sung to me, is because there were a lot of single people, in, you know, during this time in this pandemic. I mean, obviously, the tragedy of all the people that we lost, but, you know, the people that were truly alone in all this and how they maneuvered through it. And I think we all got a little weird. I think everybody got a little weird, you know, so it's fun to touch upon some of these things that have happened, because I just can't imagine right now for me going to see Hamlet after the year that we've had. It's like I can't really just dust it under the rug. You know, I feel like there's this elephant in the room. Something just happened this past year that was absolutely devastating and illuminating, and feeling of your mortality if you didn't bury your head in the sand. And it's a nice catharsis to be able to come out of this and add some levity and look back and go, oh my God, this is what happened. And touch upon some of the quirky, weird, funny things that have happened this past year, if we can.
Laura Nimi is on the line with us. Laura Nimi, star of NBC's This Is Us. Laura currently stars in Pool Boy, a new comedy, a new play set in L.A. during the 2020 pandemic, about two people who are desperate for human contact after months and months of isolation, something we can all identify with, and who find themselves attracted to each other despite their contrasting personalities and rusty social skills. Another thing a lot of us can relate to right now. Pool Boy will be performed outdoors and poolside from a private home on Mulholland Drive overlooking the Hollywood Hills on Saturday and Sunday evenings between now and August 22nd. It is the first site-specific production of the Lost Angels Theater Company, while the play itself will be performed in a COVID-friendly atmosphere. For tickets and more information, LostAngelsTheater.com, LostAngelsTheater.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
How have rehearsals gone?
Well, it's been a little interesting, you know, because we haven't been able to get on the site. So, a lot of friends' pools and a lot of, you know, everybody's donating their homes right now. And so this week we're in tech. So we are at the location. And, you know, so we had tech, first day was yesterday and it was interesting, you know, as tech goes.
Yeah.
Tech week is always a ride, right? So it's exciting. I think we're all just, Pat and I were, you know, we're talking about it. We're just gnawing at the bit to get this thing up, just to start playing in that space and having some fun, because it is a beautiful space.
Does the pool have any lines?
No, but there may or may not be a splash zone.
Okay, all right. All right.
You know, I don't know.
Look, don't know. Yeah, I wasn't sure whether it was a standard pool or a method pool or a Stanislavski pool or something like that.
Yeah, no, this pool is full method. Yeah. Might be a little splash zone, so we'll see. I don't know. With method, you don't really know what's going to happen.
You don't.
Pool, you know?
You don't.
Don't.
I have spoken to a lot of artists. I'm glad you laughed. That was the intent, you know. So I have spoken to a lot of artists over the past year who have found ways to make the best out of a very challenging situation and have found ways to provide and create new content through virtual platforms still. For a stage performer such as yourself, I mean, you've been in the theater pretty much your entire life. I imagine there is nothing quite like being able to perform again in front of a live audience.
Nothing like it. I mean, and it really speaks to, you know, right now, look, I love television and I love film. But, you know, what's been happening during this time is a lot of self-taping, you know, is what's going on, you know. And it's just... And who knows if casting or going to be, you know, this could be the new norm, you know, where just, you know, you end up taping for producers and whatnot. And it's just, for me, it's just feeling such a disconnect from what I do of, you know, it was like I've just been yearning for connection, just, you know, very, very much like this play is, you know, addresses. And theater is the actor's medium. I mean, it is where we get to shine, and there's rehearsals and you get to connect with people. So it's the thing that's on the table that is kind of the thing I needed to do this year for sure. So, and of course it was this play. I got to do this.
Pool Boy, now playing Saturday and Sunday evenings poolside in a COVID-friendly outdoor atmosphere overlooking the Hollywood Hills. For tickets and more information, LostAngelsTheater.com. Speaking of reconnecting, we mentioned it at the top of the program, the sixth and final season of This Is Us was due later this year. Have you started production on that, or is that down the road?
No, that's down the road. I don't think it's coming till a little later. So, yeah, it's bittersweet for me because best gig, hands down, of my career, for sure. and I just love the people I work with. I love the show. I love, you know, it starts from the top. Dan Fogelman's amazing. He's just a really, really nice guy and an incredible talent. So it's just, I feel so, so lucky to be on that show. So we'll see. Everything's going to start unfolding, you know?
And the great thing about being able to do This Is Us is that it enables you to have the steady commitment to the series while also giving you the freedom to look for new productions, look for new plays to mount for the Los Angeles Theater Company, which is your heart and soul and love as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a series regular on that show, but television in general is, I used to say that you do television so that you can support your theater habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm.
just, because there's just not a lot, I mean, unless you're on Broadway, but even still, it's
yeah.
like, you know, it's challenging. So, but yeah, I'm grateful to be being able to dance in all the mediums. You know, I finished a couple films last year that shot, it, not last year, but 2 years ago that came out this mm-hmm. year, and then, you know, television, doing, you know, shooting some of This Is Us during the pandemic, and I got a gig coming up probably next month that I shoot in New Mexico. So it's just being able to dance through all these mediums is like, that's the actor's dream. I mean, you know, very grateful. Very, very grateful.
Very, very grateful that Laura Nimi is with us, spending a few minutes of her day. Laura currently stars in Pool Boy. Pool Boy, new comedy, new play set in Los Angeles during the 2020 pandemic, about two people who are desperate for human contact after months and months of isolation and who find themselves attracted to each other despite their contrasting personalities and rusty social skills. Pool Boy will be performed outdoors and poolside from a private home on Mulholland Drive overlooking the Hollywood Hills on Saturday and Sunday evenings between now and August 22nd. For tickets and more information, LostAngelsTheater.com, LostAngelsTheater.com. or facebook.com/Lost Angels Theater. What was the hardest part of the pandemic for you, Laura? What was the hardest part of the pandemic for you, and did you draw on any of that for the character you play in Pool Boy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I missed hugs. I missed hugs. I don't, it's, yeah, I'm a hugger, so
yeah.
I definitely missed hugs. Well, and I missed, you know, some of my family. You know, at one point, you know, I wasn't able to hang with my family as much, and friends, you know, just my friends. But if I had to say one thing, it was definitely hugs. I missed connection, physical connection, you know?
Well, I'm sending you a virtual hug orally over the phone. I mean, you're a visual person, so you can imagine, you know, I am painting a word picture.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, Ed.
Okay.
I'm going to right back at you, buddy.
All right.
Got you.
Okay, Laura Nimi stars in Pool Boy. Pool Boy, the first site-specific production of the Lost Angels Theater Company, now playing Saturday and Sunday evenings between now and August 22nd. In an outdoor, site-specific, COVID-friendly environment. For tickets and more information, LostAngelsTheater.com, LostAngelsTheater.com. You can follow Laura Nimi on Instagram. Laura Nimi, always a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much, Ed. Have a great week, and I hope to see you at the play.
We'll bring you an encore presentation of our conversation with Star Trek actor Lawrence Montaigne. We come back for hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to the TV Confidential podcast. If you like what you hear, please consider subscribing to the TV Confidential podcast, or better yet, give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you listen to our podcast. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.